Hey, this episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Pharos IQ. In 2024, you're facing tougher pipeline challenges than ever in B2B marketing. That's reduced budgets, tighter resources, and fewer active buyers. Yet, the CEO wants the growth goals to remain the same. Pharos IQ leverages down-funnel intent signals along with targeted demand solutions to help you build your pipeline efficiently. They help B2B marketing leaders reach their ideal buyers and generate leads that actually convert for businesses of all sizes. Generating leads is easy. Generating leads that convert is what separates Pharos IQ from the competition. You can check them out now at pharosiq.com/exit5 and book a meeting with their team if you're interested. Plus, they're sending out a bunch of free memberships to Exit 5. So if you're not already a member, go check them out. pharosiq.com/exit5. They'll hook you up with an Exit 5 membership. Talk to their team. Learn more about the product. That's pharosiq.com, pharosiq.com/exit5. One word. All right. See ya.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave Gerhart, and you're listening to DGMG Radio. All right, what's up, DGMG Radio? Today, the thing that I'm going to talk about is, or talk my way through on this podcast, is brand, how to measure brand. I think this is a question that comes up a lot, and I want to talk about that and provide something useful, because I think that a lot of people overthink it or overthink what it needs to be and why. And this is also very relative to the stage of your company. So like, Procter & Gamble, you know, for one of their product lines, they're going to measure brand awareness and brand much differently than, I would say, most people listening to this podcast. I would say that most people listening are working at some type of startup, probably, you know, less than 50 million, I would say. Most people probably less than 10 million in revenue that are listening to this, just given the background that I've come from. Okay. Anyway, first, let's talk about what I mean when I talk about brand in this context. So there's branding, right? And branding is colors, logo, font, you know, visual, identity. That's not what I'm talking about. You can work with a great creative agency. They can come up with that. There's a bunch of different ways to do it, which is think about brand archetypes. And you can look that up. I think it's Joseph Campbell that came up with that. There's different archetypes for, like, you know, which type of brand are you? There's a bunch of questions you can ask. You can go through an exercise. Are you like a challenger brand, a hero brand? I don't know them all off the top of my head, but I think there's like 12 archetypes. What I'm talking about is your brand, as in your reputation. Like, oh, I walked in, you know, like what's something that's on brand for one of your friends? Like, oh, she left without saying goodbye to anybody. Oh yeah, that's on brand for her, right? That's how I think about brand. And so brand to me, when I talk about it, is your reputation. So the things that I've done is like when I talk about working on brand at Drift and working on brand at Privy, that was really increasing the awareness and attention that the company gets. And if you can increase the awareness and attention that the company gets, more people are going to hear about the business, more people are going to go to the website, listen to the podcast, sign up for the email list, hopefully tell their friends and buy the product, right? Now, I just think that you don't have to have it perfectly measured at any of those stages. Actually, before I get into the measurement, let's go back to the brand piece. Okay, so brand is increasing your awareness and attention by building a reputation, right? More people are going to know your name. And I think the way that you do that today is mainly through content, right? Like that's how we consume things in our lives as people. Like we're driven by content, right? We're reading reviews, we're watching YouTube videos, we're on social media, we're getting emails, we're on people's email lists, we're flipping through websites, we're, you know, watching things from quote unquote influencers, whatever. That's no different than in the B2B marketing space, right? And so I think of brand as using those channels to increase your awareness and reputation. And a couple, like, that's why I love podcasting, because it's like having a radio show for your own business, right? Podcasting, YouTube channel, like blog posts, articles, all that stuff. And this can even be like we're doing an event, and the goal of the event might not be specific like sales ROI. It might be increase the awareness and reputation. So I think a lot of people believe in the why for doing those things, right? But here's where this gets messed up. I think as a marketing leader or marketing organization, you have to be able to articulate what is your strategy to help the company hit the business goals. And so that, like, I think when you get into planning, sometimes it just comes down to like, hey, we're this year, we need to focus on, we need to deliver $2 million in new pipeline. And here's our plan to do it. And the plan is very less like all direct response campaign driven. But like so often, like how about like, how would it affect your pipeline if more people heard about you, more people knew about you, and more people got to know, like, and trust you? And that's how they ended up getting to your site and finding out about your business. And so whenever I've done like annual planning for marketing, I don't just have a strategy that's like the direct response revenue strategy. Because there is some element of this, like if you sign up to deliver $2 million in pipeline, you need to be able to show like a bottoms up model of how you're going to get to that number. And so like, hey, these are the events and here's how much pipeline we're going to generate here and from these channels. But like, I've always had some other, another bullet on there that's like become, that's like related to the overall company strategy and mission. And so like at Drift, it was like, you know, become the leader in conversational marketing. And so that has to be worked into the marketing strategy. You can't as a business say, we want to be the leaders in conversational marketing. And then in the marketing plan only have very tactical like sponsorships and webinars. And like, you have to do things that are going to help increase the perception of you as the leader in conversational marketing. And so as the marketing leader, whoever's bringing the strategy, you have to then articulate, okay, well, how are we going to go do that? Well, there's actually four things that we want to do this year that fall under this umbrella. Like this is, I guess this would be like the OKR, like the objective would be to become the leader in conversational marketing, right? How we think we're going to do that is we're going to launch a podcast, or we're going to release 3 episodes a month for the year. We're going to write a book. That book is going to come out in July, and it's going to be this level of content, and it's going to feature this many people. We're going to sponsor this key event. That's number three. And number four is we're going to host a private conference for our top 50 VIP customers, blah, blah, blah. Those to me are like four brand bets that you're putting into the marketing plan. And you're also going to do the demand gen and revenue stuff on top of that. But you're going to go focus on like, this gives you a guide for like, hey, how are we going to go like work towards this goal of becoming the leader in conversational marketing? We're going to do these four pillars. And so then in addition to the day-to-day, like always on campaigns that the business needs to be running, you now have some structure for how you're going to go and create a brand. Then it comes to the measurement. Well, you can measure each of those channels individually. And so now that you've articulated this in your strategy, this is why this is important. When you can articulate your strategy, like if I'm the marketing leader, I'm like, hey, exec team, we have a company goal of becoming the leader in conversation marketing. Awesome. We're going to go do that. Okay. And then you go do that and you come back 12 months later. They're going to be like, well, how did we do? Show me the measurements. Show me the spreadsheets. That's a way different conversation. That's when you get into like the craziness of measurement. That's a way different conversation than when I go first and I present, hey, our company goal is to become leader in conversational marketing. One of the, you know, outside of the revenue goal, the company goal is to become leader in conversational marketing. We're going to lead that effort here in marketing. And here's four ways that we're going to go do that. We're going to write a book. We're going to do this event. We're going to sponsor this thing. We're going to do this other thing, right? And how are we going to measure that? Click. We want to get 100,000 downloads of our podcast, right? We want to have 100 conversations at this trade show, whatever that we're sponsoring. We want to make our book a number one bestseller in the Amazon category for marketing books. And we want to, do one other thing. We want to put up 20 billboards on the West Coast in September around our big conference that we're doing, right? Those don't all have to have this hardcore ROI sales measurement on it. You're talking to the rest of the exec team and the company about the strategy, about how you're going to increase the company's perception. Here are the four levers you're going to pull. Then throughout the year, like people, the goals are those milestones are when you're going to go and do those things, right? And you can measure each one of those channels. But like, I think when you have that conversation, when you're presenting, like, here's how we're going to grow the brand, and you're able to articulate your thoughts about the company's perception and awareness, like, and then you can step up and do that. That's great. That changes the conversation completely. You're not focusing on like the direct attribution on all these things. But here's the payoff on this podcast. I would say that for most companies, probably up to 10, 20, even 50 million in revenue, like how do you measure brand? It can be this simple. are more people coming to your website than were before, period, like via organic channels. And I saw this firsthand at Drift, firsthand at Privy, which is like we're doing a bunch of things, yes, that are driving that traffic, but overall it's 30% up, like 30% more organic traffic this year. And I would even if a big portion of that was focusing on organic search, I would make that same argument that organic search is like the ultimate measure of brand if someone is Googling you directly or a related thing to your product. And so I think for so many companies, like just looking at quarter by quarter and year by year growth in organic and direct, that'd be the other bracket, organic and direct traffic is a good enough proxy to say, are these efforts we're doing to increase word of mouth, to get more awareness in the market, to get more people to pay attention to us, are they working? Well, if all of a sudden a year later, direct and organic traffic are up 30% and you didn't just go and spend $1 million on SEO, right? You know that that wasn't the driver. Then damn, I think you're thinking about whatever you're doing in the brand world to increase your awareness and perception is working. So don't overthink it. Don't fall into the trap. You can manage that conversation with the CEO and the CFO by presenting your strategy on the brand first, like I laid out. And then the measurement conversation becomes much simpler. Now, you can definitely do more complicated ways of measurement. You talk to somebody like Bill Macitis, who was at Slack and Zendesk and Salesforce, like as you scale and you're pinning your appetite, you can do like brand awareness studies within your customer segment, aided versus unaided, like for brand recall. And you can just pay, you know, like $5,000-$10,000 to SurveyMonkey, and they can do that for you. And that can be another interesting benchmark. I guess if I was doing this again, what I would probably do is, if I had the budget, because at the same time, it's like everybody wants to measure this. But then when you say, hey, let me get $30,000 at when we're only doing $3 million in ARR, let me get $30,000 to spend on a brand awareness survey. Get out of here. You don't need that. But if you have the budget, I think one way you could do it is benchmark it, right? Hey, we're about to go do all this brand stuff. Benchmark the brand awareness with a SurveyMonkey report like before, and then come back 6 months later and do it after. But I'd bet you that at the same time, you would also see the correlation with organic and direct traffic. Okay, I just wanted to give some framework. I hope this is helpful. It's also a rant. It could be not coherent when you listen to it later. But if there's one or two good nuggets from this, I hope that that's meaningful. And the one thing that I would say is just focus on direct, like two takeaways. Number one is be able to articulate your strategy for growing the brand. Don't just say we're going to grow the brand. One, you need a goal. And a goal would be like become the leader in conversational marketing. And then you need a strategy. And the strategy is here are three or four objectives, things that we're going to do along the way. And those can be activities. They don't have to be like hardcore ROI benchmarks. They can be, hey, these are the four pillars that we want to make investments in this year to help achieve this goal. And then the last piece would be simplest way to measure is increase in organic and direct traffic. That's what you should be looking at, particularly direct traffic, right? If more people are just going to drift.com, privy.com in their browser directly, well, guess, you know, how do you think they heard about you? They needed to hear about you in order to do that. It's not through some search. Okay, this dog is going nuts. I'm out of here. Oh, if you like this podcast, send me a message, DG at Dave.
Hey, so I created Exit 5 to help you build a successful career in B2B marketing. First, it started off as my private podcast on Patreon, and many of you who listen to this today probably are OGs and remember that. I was talking about my lessons and learnings going from PR intern to CMO. Then it morphed into a Facebook group and quickly became one of the top resources for marketers in B2B SaaS. Today, this is a full-blown company. We have 3 full-time employees and ambitions to grow the team and keep building and hire more people this year. And we're investing in everything that's working, which right now is everything. It's amazing. We're making a big update to our community. We're doubling down on this podcast to serve the 5,000 people that listen every week. We're investing in our newsletter and written content to help the 16,000 people that get our emails. We're even hosting our first in-person event in September. We're building Exit 5 to help you grow your career in B2B marketing, because really there's no school for B2B marketing. You can't get a degree in how to build pipeline, and there isn't a playbook for how to get promoted in your career. And that's why I'm telling you right now to go and join the Exit 5 community. Go to exit5.com. You can click join right there. There's a free 7-day trial. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you are one of those 5,000 people that listen to this podcast every single week and you have not joined our community yet, go and do that. At least go and check out the 7-day free trial. You'll sign up, you'll put your credit card in, but we don't bill you until 7 days. It's a 7-day free trial. And this is really Dave. We really do all of this. I want to build a company that is customer friendly. And that means that if you sign up and 2 weeks into this thing, you realize it's not for you, you can email us and cancel. But I want you to go check it out. It's a 7-day free trial. Go to exit5.com. You can get in our community and you'll see why it's so much more than just a discussion forum. Exit 5 is a B2B marketing resource that's there for you when you need it the most. When your boss comes to you and says, hey, we need you to come up with an ABM strategy for this year and you've never done that before, you go to Exit 5 and you ask that question, or you go and search the hundreds of posts before you. When you want to look for a new job, but you're not ready to post about it on LinkedIn yet, you can quietly browse for open roles and see who's hiring inside of Exit 5. Or maybe you need to build a peer group of other people in your job function, but LinkedIn is too broad to dig through. You can find out who else works in product marketing in your niche, or who else is a director in the $1 million to $10 million company range. You can do that inside of Exit 5. Maybe you want freelance, maybe you need to make a video in a pinch and you need recommendations for a freelance videographer that can work on your next product launch video, and they're located in the US and within your range of budget. That is why we built Exit 5, and that's what you can go in there and do. So go and check it out, exit5.com, start a free trial, and we'll see you inside of the community. Hey, this episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Pharos IQ. In 2024, you're facing tougher pipeline challenges than ever in B2B marketing. That's reduced budgets, tighter resources, and fewer active buyers. Yet, the CEO wants the growth goals to remain the same. Pharos IQ leverages down funnel intent signals along with targeted demand solutions to help you build your pipeline efficiently. They help B2B marketing leaders reach their ideal buyers and generate leads that actually convert for businesses of all sizes. Generating leads is easy. Generating leads that convert is what separates Pharos IQ from the competition. You can check them out now at pharosiq.com/exit5 and book a meeting with their team if you're interested. Plus, they're sending out a bunch of free memberships to Exit 5. So if you're not already a member, go check them out. pharosiq.com/exit5. They'll hook you up with an Exit 5 membership. Talk to their team, learn more about the product. That's pharosiq.com, pharosiq.com/exit5. One word. All right. See ya.